Now for an episode in the lives of Frank Watanabe, the Japanese houseboy, and his employer, the Honorable Archibald Chiselberry. Recall that in the preceding episode, the Honorable Archie had a slight mishap when dressing to take out his new lady friend, Miss Cynthia Hipplewater. He was about to leave the house in full evening clothes when he discovered that he had omitted to put on his pants. Frank had sent them to the cleaners, and they'd not been returned. I wonder what happened. Perhaps if we look in now at the Honorable Archie's house, we may find out. Shall we go?
Oh, dash it. There's that door slamming again. Frank?
Yes, ma'am?
What do you want in here? Three times you've tiptoed into the room, scuffled about in the corner, tiptoed out again, and slammed the door.
Well, I like know if radiator are very too hot, or do the thermometer satisfy your skin?
Oh, I see. You're messing about with the radiator, trying to adjust the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you needn't bother.
No,
the room's just right now. Now, don't slam the door this time. Go out like an ordinary person, not a toe dancer.
No, all right. I walking out a very flat foot.
Oh, wait a minute. By the by.
What you say, please?
I haven't said anything yet. What I'm going to say is this. Did you return that pair of pants I borrowed from Colonel Hornpiper, as I told you?
Oh, yes. I brung pants back at Colonel Hornpipe's, and he asking me, he say, Frank, do Honorable Archie is going out alongside girl in my pants? And I say, oh, yes, he do, Colonel Hornpipe. Then the colonel, he say, oh, I hear that Honorable Archie's going alongside a new girl now.
Oh, he said he heard I was going alongside a new girl,
yes,
did he?
Ma'am.
Well, I don't think the colonel's remark was in good taste at all. Just because I had to borrow his dress pants, does he imagine that he can cross-question you as to who I was with, does he? That's what I call bad form, Frank. Dashed bad form of the colonel.
Uh-huh. So, do you know Colonel Hornpipe? He having four servants. He having cook, houseboy, butterer, and a maid girl. And we all sitting down together in the kitchen. Those four servants doing tea and cake drink. And all us servant people are all so laughing together on the table. Oh, so laughing.
I see. Sitting in the kitchen with Colonel Hornpiper's servants, regaling yourself on tea and cakes, were you?
Thank you.
I suppose you kept the company entertained with another of your riddles about ties and things.
Oh, yes. I asking those house helps, I asking them another riddle. I say, when do gentlemen resemble a animal?
What a stupid riddle. Don't tell me the servants at Colonel Hornpiper's laughed when you asked them that.
Oh, you bet they do. They too laughing when I reply an answer.
Oh, there was a funny answer, was there?
Oh, yes.
Well, what was it?
I say at those servants, I say, can you tell him when gentlemen are resembling some animal? And they all scratch brains, and finally they say, I giving up, and they yelp when.
I see. They all gave up and yelped out when, did they?
Yes, ma'am. And I say, answer, I say, gentlemen looking like certain animal when he having bare legs. Oh, that's funny.
Heaven's sake, what a feeble joke. Gracious alive, laughing about that. Just because a man has no clothing on his nether limbs, he doesn't have to look like an animal. I don't see that. I just don't see it, that's all. Frank.
Yes, ma'am?
Just a moment.
What?
I suppose you hadn't been discussing with those servants my little accident of last night, when I almost walked out of the house in full evening dress, but without my trousers, had you?
Huh? Well, yes, I do, Anabrachis. I telling how I are able for manufacture those joke story, and when I telling those servants about you, they laughing more out loud.
Well, I'm dashed. That's about the limit. I simply can't trust you, Frank. That's what I simply can't. No. When I found out that my dress pants were at the cleaners, I sent you to borrow Colonel Hornpipers for me. And I particularly asked you not to mention what I wanted the pants for.
Well, or do those pants fit in your personality?
I don't know about my personality, but they certainly didn't fit my figure. My waistline's about 33. The Colonel's, I should judge, to be in the 50s somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I had to take in reefs with safety pins.
Oh, so you using safety pin in background of pants?
Heavens, I had safety pins both background and foreground.
Do you sitting down sometimes?
I know. I know just what you're thinking, Frank. I know, but the safety pins kept closed.
Oh, too bad.
Too bad what?
Oh, I think too bad, because I forget to telling you last night that Colonel Hornpipes telling me that the moth bugs eating a banquet in back of those pants. And small vacuum resides there.
Dash it all. Dash it all. It's a fine time to tell me now, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Good gracious. As though I hadn't enough worry with the thought of what I looked like last night in those awful pants of the Colonel's sagging round my waistline. And now you tell me that the moths had been nibbling holes in difficult places which I couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
That's dreadful, Frank. It's dreadful. Was it a large hole, tell me? Did you notice it, did you?
No, I think just a smallish hole. I think a size resembling just like a $1.
Good Lord, is that what you call a small hole? Sending me out with pieces chewed out of me in embarrassing places? Perhaps it was all right, Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps the tails of my dress coat covered it up. Don't you think my coat tails would have covered it, Frank, don't you?
Yes, I don't think so.
Oh, dear, dear. Yes, you don't think so. You do think so, Frank. You do. You know you do. You know my coat tails covered it up, didn't they?
No. I noticed hole in pants just over the roots of your knees, but around the corner, you see.
Just where did it show most? When did you first notice it, Frank?
Well, I noticed it when those girls putting she hand out at you from she automobile, and when you bow down your hat and stomach to kissing same. And I not like horror out loud because it are romantic. And I like see what going happen next. Then Cora gentleman a chauffeur, close door, you go away, and there you go exhausting down the road.
Yes, there I was. There I was in that beautiful car, sitting beside a vision of loveliness with a rent in the back of somebody else's pants. The whole situation is perfectly dreadful. Imagine that poor girl's feelings, Frank, if her friends ring up and ask her about me and refer to me as the moth-eaten gentleman, or words to that effect. Have you any idea who that young lady was?
Oh, is that so?
Oh, is what so? Don't keep saying, is that so?
No.
That young lady was none other than Miss Cynthia Hipplewater.
What kind of water?
Hipple.
Oh, why?
Hipplewater.
Oh.
Why?
Yes,
ma'am. Why? Simply because she's the daughter of Mr. Hipplewater, that's why. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Don't you know who Mr. Hipplewater is?
Well, let me see. Who are Mr. Hipplewater? Oh, are he the post office?
Of course he isn't the post office. He's none other than Augustus Hipplewater of Hipplewater, Epstein and Murphy.
Well.
Don't keep saying well.
No.
Yes, Mr. Hipplewater of Hipplewater, Epstein and Murphy, the largest fish packers on the Pacific coast.
Oh, I see. Those girls are a genuine daughter of the big fish man.
Of course she is. Of course she is the only daughter. Heiress to the fish cannery and all the Hipplewater millions.
So. I see. Are you going to marry those girls, Anabrachis?
Marriage? Nonsense. I've only just met the young lady. And besides, she has too much money. And I haven't any money, Frank. Oh, dash it all. Confound it.
Confound it.
Every time I become attached to a sweet girl, something untoward happens. No doubt I've lost her now.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends will call her up on the telephone and chaff her about me and refer to me as moth-eaten Chiselberry. And she won't be able to bear the ridicule, and I shan't see her again. Oh, dash it all, I'm so worried.
Oh,
she must have noticed it, Frank, you know, she must have noticed it. Here, give me my hat.
All right.
I'm going out. I'm so humiliated that I cannot sit in this house another moment. Give me my hat.
Yes, all right. You take hat, Anna Baratis. Oh, too bad for Anna Baratis, my dear employment. Oh, so, no, there, jingling telephone. All right, just 1 second, please, I answer. Hello? Who are talking on wires, please? Oh, Mr. Hipperwater? Miss Cynthia Hipperwater? Oh, see, I see. Yes, sir, this is Frank Watanabe, chanting houseboy. Yes, your father, Hipperwater Epstein and Murphy, the fishman? Oh, so, Anna Baratis, just go outside. Yes, ma'am? When you are dancing alongside Anna Baratis last night, Miss Hipperwater, Anna Baratis, he having great worry. Yes. Yes, I know. You together. Yeah, last night. And I like no asking if you see big tear in Anna Baratis' pants because a moth bug eat it. What? What do you say? Well, those pants he just borrowed from his friend, Colonel Hornpipe. And they not fit my boss man, Anna Baratis, because Colonel Hornpipe having a big stomach and Anna Baratis just a small one. So, yes, ma'am, I go. Anna Baratis, hope you not see those tear in pants because your father having plenty rich money and he think you all right also. What? Hello? Hello, please? Oh, she cut my wire. No good. I sure she very angry at Anna Baratis, all right, because he wearing those Colonel Hornpipe pants.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think the well-meaning Frank has improved matters for the Honorable Archie in his conversation with Cynthia over the telephone. However, we shall see.